You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Yes, and you brought a single mother with you today. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jasmine.
Okay, yeah. Lovely to have you both. Now, the shelter home for children, last week we spoke about that and how it started. Do you get a lot of single mothers coming to you for support?
Well, that's interesting because over my 28 years of experience, 90% of persons who actually walk in mm-hmm. are mothers. And out of that, I would say about a good 60-70% would probably fall in the category of a single mother, because she's experiencing some loneliness and some separation from the husband.
Okay. What was your initial reaction when you had your first single mother appear on the scene for your support?
As a man, I began to hate myself or my kind, because I couldn't believe that men could actually do this to ladies. And I've sat in through many sessions where I've heard various stories of abuse, abandonment, neglect. And I began to feel hurt. And I began to journey with single mothers and begin to feel a pain.
Right. And do you think that now the number of single moms is on the rise?
Definitely, because compared to, I think, previous years, the rate of single mothers is going up like 45 to 55% each year.
Wow, that's really high.
The age of single mothers is coming down. I mean, I've been dealing with single mothers who are probably in their 20s as well. So, and I've been dealing with single mothers even when they are pregnant, you know, mm-hmm. and the man has just walked out of a relationship, and though she's expecting, but she's still a mother.
Okay. And in situations like that, how did you help them cope?
Well, the first thing is this. They all felt lonely. They felt cheated. And they felt that the world is coming down on them. And a good number of 30% of them, or even 30 to 50%, were all suffering from some form of depression. Now, what they needed was an affirmation, appreciation for what they were doing and willing to stand and look after their families. And what they needed was some form of support, moral support, to say that they are not lonely, that we are journeying with them, and this is not their fault, that this is something that to cope with a new life altogether.
Right. Where were the families of all these single mothers? Their immediate family, their father's spouse, not spouse, obviously, is no longer in the scene, but perhaps close family members like brothers and sisters.
That's interesting, because I think when someone becomes single again, other than the due to bereavement, if it's as a result of a break in marriage or divorce or separation, surprisingly, relatives don't appear and don't seem to give that support. And I've noticed that the lady has got to manage all by herself. Probably, I think, to the family at large, is another burden to look, and it's all your fault. For whatever reasons, this marriage had not worked out. And all of a sudden, the feeling of loneliness comes in. And, well, I personally think that friends are more closer than relatives themselves.
Okay.
So it's a lonely journey altogether. And it's quite a difficult issue to share with families as well.
Right. Was that your experience, Jennifer?
Well, in a way, yes. But for me, I had my dad by my side. He like stood by with me.
Right.
When my husband left me, my children was 3 and 6.
Okay.
And
did you? What was the biggest challenge for you, though? Was it the stress? Was it the emotional loneliness? Was it financial difficulties? What would be your number one, you know, issue at the time?
Okay, my children were young. I didn't have a job. I was a housewife then. And I had to look for a job. And the income wasn't sufficient because I was not highly educated. I've not reached from 5. And so I didn't have the qualification needed to, you know, get a good job that could pay well. So the income was the major factor. That
major factor for you
was very difficult. Yes.
Okay. Did the shelter home for children and you, as executive director, James, do you help single moms and in financial matters?
Well, We do three things. The first thing is we provide some form of food aid to families, and especially single moms, so that single moms don't have to venture out to look for food, leaving their families or leaving the children in the hands of various persons. Secondly, we provide some form of financial aid. But thirdly, what we're doing now is we've set up a micro financing program whereby we encourage single moms to set up a food stall or go into some business, so then that in the long run they will become self-sufficient. So we sort of extend a small loan payable at the convenience of the person, mm-hmm. and we would have mentors to mentor the ladies in terms of developing their businesses and flexibility of time as well. And we find that as long as we're able to teach them to fish, it's better than giving them the fish. So we would think that this will be a long-term solution to this.
Right. And how many mothers have you helped since, you know, the 28 years you've been operating? And how many of them have, you know, been successful in their businesses?
Well,
have they been able to sustain it?
When we tried to count, when we were celebrating 25 years of our work amongst families, we actually lost count.
Okay.
But we are comforted to know that there are many who have benefited from the services being offered mm-hmm. by shelter.
Right. Now, you mentioned that these ladies often are subject to emotional stress and loneliness. How does someone like you help in this direction?
Well, that's interesting. The first thing I tell the ladies is don't trust men.
Okay.
I don't care if that chap is willing to climb the Everest, but I tell them don't trust men. Number two is that the main focus should be the children, and that's what they're living for. Mm-hmm. Forget about the relationship. Now let's see what we can salvage out of this situation. So look at the children. Now, mothers who are especially 40 plus, they've got a tough time because they've got to hold on to a job. And if they have a very nasty boss or demanding boss, that's one thing to cope with. And at home, you have a family to cope with. So they've got two places to manage. And often it's a real stressful situation. And especially when you're working in a corporate line where, where you have deadlines and it's a very competitive field you're in, being a single mom takes a toll. And coming back home, with the absence of the father figure, things fall apart. And mom has now got to be a father figure, has got to be a counselor, has got to look into school problems, other social problems, sometimes teenage pregnancies. And so mom is really torn apart. And this is a time where she needs counseling, she needs support. And so we network with various single mothers groups to help refer the mom according to her need.
Okay.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.